The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. Hi. Welcome back. Wonderful to be with all of you. I'm seeing lots of good mornings, good days, sunshine, rain. It's a pleasure to practice together. Today we arrive at the fourth noble truth, and we'll open up the fourth noble truth by talking about a number of the factors of the Eightfold Path. Talk about it from one perspective today, and then look at the final three factors from the perspective of meditation tomorrow. Let's begin with the sitting. And the arc of the meditation today. We'll begin in a usual way with some settling. And then we'll look closely at the quality or nature of any distracting thoughts that come up. Identifying their quality and then looking at how different kinds of thoughts influence the body, how they show up as sensation. Let's begin by settling. Returning to stillness. Returning to our sensed relationship with the earth. Supporting the body. The air around us becoming breath. if it's available to you. Giving some extra attention to abide in the body, in those places in the body it feels particularly still. Bringing the attention there, sensing stillness, settling in stillness. For the next part of this meditation, a bit like watching pebbles falling into a lake, rippling the surface. And try paying close attention to the influence of thinking. With this baseline of settledness in the body, when a thought arises, we allow it to arise. No need to pick it up and run with it. But try to recognize what's the quality of this thought. Is it a thought with a tinge of boredom in it, or desire? Is it a thought with just a touch of ill will or aversion? In one word, what's the quality of the thought? And then feeling its influence in the body. What's the signature of sensations that arises? Does a thought of ill will arise with a physical contraction? Or heat? Tightening? So what's the nature of the thought? Is it a thought of kindness or generosity? And then what's its influence? If there are times when no thought is arising and no influence to observe, staying here with the body, with stillness, with peace. And for the last third or so of this meditation, beginning in stillness, and observing the influence of thinking. Now, is there some way that the thoughts, whatever they may be, can be allowed to arise and accompany the peace and stillness? Can that peace and stillness be embodied, be in the foreground of awareness? And thoughts can just come and go. feeling peace, and feeling the influence of thinking. May all beings relate wisely to thoughts and impulses. May all beings know an embodied peace and true freedom. Thank you.